Good morning. It's Tuesday, September the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2024. John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We are now into day two of New Room Week. Our conference, of course, begins tomorrow, and you're going to want to stick around. I got a P.S. in today's entry where I've got something special for you, and a lot of you, I'm hoping you're going to dive into it. It's an unbelievable offer, so hang in there for that. Listen, let's get this going today. It's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. It's New Room Week Tuesday. I'm getting ready to hop on a plane after I get this rolling and head down to Houston. So let's pray consecration. Let's find ourselves before the Lord. If you can get on your knees, get on your knees. If you can only do that in your heart, that's fine. But let's signal to the Lord that we're awake and ready and receptive to all that He is and wants to do for us and with us and in us and through us. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, So He May Worship Me. The movement from penultimate to ultimate. Our text is Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 to 23. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then Moses went back to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, Let me return to my own people in Egypt to see if any of them are still alive. Jethro said, Go, and I wish you well. Now the Lord had said to Moses in Midian, Go back to Egypt, for all those who wanted to kill you are dead. So Moses took his wife and sons, put them on a donkey, and started back to Egypt. And he took the staff of God in his hand. The Lord said to Moses, When you return to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you the power to do. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. Then say to Pharaoh, This is what the Lord says, Israel is my firstborn son, and I told you, Let my son go so he may worship me. But you refused to let him go. So I will kill your firstborn son. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Penultimate. That's the word of the day. It means something like secondary or second to the ultimate. And that's the problem. We get caught up in penultimate things to the point we lose sight of the ultimate thing. We come to a moment where we need to get some altitude over our situation. We need to remember the big picture to see beyond the penultimate to the ultimate. There is a critical word that has gotten lost in all of the conversations back and forth between Moses and God. We see it in verse 23 as God tells Moses what to say to Pharaoh. Let my son go that he may worship me. We saw it earlier when God told Moses the confirming sign of the whole affair would be that they would worship God on this mountain. Before it's all said and done, we will hear this refrain over and over and over again. Let my people go so that they may worship me. Let my people go is penultimate. So that they may worship me is ultimate. The penultimate purpose of deliverance is for the good of the people. The ultimate purpose of deliverance is for the glory of God. This is why worship matters so much. We were created to worship God. You and I and every other person on the face of the planet were made for one thing and one thing only, to worship the one true and living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We aren't worshipers because we worship. We worship because we are worshipers. Right up to the present moment, history shows us human beings will worship anything and everything under the sun, including the sun. The very essence of salvation and deliverance is to be rescued from the slavish oppression of a false god and brought into the gracious dominion of the true and living God. When was the last time you worshiped God? To worship God is to orient one's entire being and life around the presence, purpose, and power of the God of heaven and earth, whom to know is to love. It is to live with an open-hearted, single-minded, undivided love for God, His creation, and especially people. When we worship God, He brings our entire existence into the peace-filled, joyful life of love-governed power we were made for. God knows our hearts will not rest until they rest in Him. Hence, His mission is to deliver us from our every unholy attachment, broken inclination, and involuntary bondage to worship false gods. We can think our mission is to do this good deed and give to that good cause and wrap it all up in religious garb and completely miss the point of the whole thing. More worshipers bringing more worship to God. As John Piper famously says, missions exists because worship does not. When we forget the ultimate thing, it's only a matter of time before the penultimate things become so much noise. Deliverance is penultimate. Worship is ultimate. God saves, delivers, redeems, and blesses us so we can be burning bushes on fire but not consumed in our homes, neighborhoods, workplaces, churches, grocery stores, city centers, and everywhere else under the sun. Christian, you were meant for glory. You are made to be on fire with the God who made you. He made you to burn brightly for His glory and for your neighbor's gain and for your own good, indeed, for the deepest and most satisfying life you never imagined possible. the prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I receive the exodus of your deliverance into a life of unfettered worship. I confess I so easily get lost in the weeds of life, forgetting what it's all for and what it all means. I want to stop right now and open my heart to worship you, to stand in awe of you, even to kneel in humble reverence. Let my every waking minute take on that posture in everything I'm doing. Let the fiery glory of your love burn in me until all that is left is you. For then I will truly be myself. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. I'm getting warm to that old new tune for me, and maybe some of you and others of you have heard from you. You're like, oh, that was my heart. That was my heart melody. Thank you for doing it. Well, it's my pleasure. I'm learning it too. A journal prompts for today. Do you find yourself caught up in penultimate matters? Do you need to be reset for ultimate matters? Will you find a quiet place, a closet, somewhere you can open up your adoration to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? And don't forget to say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Some of you are riding in a car this morning, and that's as good a place as any to maybe before you get out and move into your day, you just, it's just so easy, even as we sing like what we just sang, it's like you can slip into the motions of it and lose the movement of it. And let me say this, even going through the motions is better than not, because those motions actually are transformative. So we're going to sing another one. That's that Gloria Patri is itself a doxology. We're going to sing the song that we call doxology. When you get a doxology, it's just pure adoration to God. You're not really singing about salvation or deliverance or any other kind of prayer. You're just sort of adoring and bringing glory to God. That's why these kinds of songs are so important, to focus our hearts and minds together. But we're going to sing doxology. We'll sing it to the tune of what's known as the Old 100th. You'll recognize it. It's on page 682 of our hymnal, if you need the words, but you probably know it, many of you. We'll sing it in a minute here as we close out. A couple of comments about today's entry. This is one of the probably the most powerful things about our new room gathering is it's like, let my people go so that they may worship me. And new room is a place of unfettered worship. And so pure and really humble. And we just try to strip out as much tech and production values. I mean, we're like, no smoke machines allowed. We're not interested in lights and light shows, and not knocking all that, but we just are like, you know, we're trying to strip back to something kind of primitive here. and create space for prayer and for worship. And then let me say also that oftentimes people, when you say worship, they immediately think, oh, he's talking about singing. And I am talking about singing, but think of it like this. Worship is like a ginormous iceberg, and singing is the tip of the iceberg. But underneath it is like an entire mountain. And that mountain is our life. It's all that we are and do. It's, you know, loving God with all of our heart, with our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. It's our work. It's our home life. It's our community life. It's our worship is, I loved how I defined it there. I'd love for you to go back and maybe spend some time with that definition that I put into the email today. To worship God is to orient one's entire being and life around the presence, purpose, and power of the God of heaven and earth, whom to know is to love. It is to live with an open-hearted, single-minded, undivided love for God, His creation, and especially people. And when we worship God, He brings our entire existence into the peace-filled, joyful life of love-governed power we were made for. I'm like, that's a ton that I just said right there, but it's so comprehensive, and singing is the tip of the iceberg. It's awesome. And we're going to close right now with this great doxology. But we're being delivered to live the life of worship. Are you ready? Deep breath. Maybe you might want to stand. Maybe you want to lift your hands. Maybe you just want to open your palms in front of you. Posture matters. It's the way our body prays. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I could hear some of you harmonizing with me. Let's do it again. Just let your heart go to God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. That's one you can take out with you throughout the day. And I'm telling you, to worship is to let the totality of your being go to God. To be lifted up to God, to be immersed in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what we're doing here every day. We're having a little worship gathering, aren't we? Okay, I got to tell you about the deal. I'm running out of time, but it's in the email. I don't know how I did it, but I managed to get authorization to create a brand new kind of ticket for the New Room Conference. It's like a taster's menu, only you are getting the main courses. Okay, the two evening sessions of the New Room Conference, they're like the special entrees on the menu every year. It's the surf and the turf. It's the filet and the lobster tail. And I want you guys to taste the goodness of this event. And because I convinced them, the farm team, that you would be all about this, they agreed to create a single ticket for the Wake Up Call community, and you can give it to your friends, to participate in the two evening sessions live stream online. Okay, get this. For a total price of $20. Yes, you heard me right. That's $20 for both nights. That's not $20 a piece. And get this, if you can't watch them live, just do the thing. Register for it. We'll send the recorded videos to you within a month. You'll have them forever. The link is in the email today, in the PS. Just click on that link and then choose the Wednesday plus Thursday evening option. It's only $20. You'll help yourself. You'll bless us as we're trying to lead this conference. I want you to taste this, to taste and see the goodness of this. It's going to be incredible. Yeah, please, today, that link. Wednesday night, Thursday night, I think sessions start about 7:30, 7:45 Central Time. And, of course, you'll have them forever. Listen, thanks for considering it. Get your seeds. It's Tuesday. I'm headed to Houston. I'm going to be looking for you on Wednesday night and Thursday night. I'll see a lot of you there. Can't wait. But for now, today, I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.